Britain's Parliamentary Undersecretary in the Department of Constitutional Affairs, Bridget Prentice, announced the so-called Operation West Bridge during a visit to Ghana.
This will involve the deployment of experienced UK customs officers and state-of-the-art ion scan detection equipment to the airport. The operation will last between 1 and 2 years.
The program, to begin November 15th, will also involve training Ghanaian customs officers on how to use the equipment, as well as profiling, targeting, intelligence gathering, and other security techniques. Prentice says a similar program Britain launched in Jamaica 4 years ago helped reduce the number of couriers from that country detected at British airports from 1,000 per year to 5. The support comes barely a month after a Ghana government committee set up to investigate some narcotic cases in Ghana recommended, among other things, the prosecution of 17 people, including a senior police officer. Ghana's Interior Minister Albert Kandapa says Ghana intends to pass anti-money laundering and related crime legislation soon.
The government will continue to work with the global community to do all that has to be done to ensure that the negative identification of our country with narcotic drugs is completely erased.
Kandapa says the government is following through on the investigative committee's recommendations, and a high-powered consultative meeting is underway to look into ways to combat the illegal drug trade in Ghana and restructure Ghana's Narcotics Control Board, or NACOB.
The experts have been drawn from Ghana, the UNDP, the UK, the USA, and the European Union. And these experts will examine drug issues in the country, provide inputs into a new drugs policy that we are working on, recommend a new structure for the NACOB, and determine the logistical and other resource needs of the NACOB.
The government says it is determined to win the war against illicit drugs. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.